Brought to you by patreon.com/inspireddisorder and inspireddisorder.com/music.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Swipe Up, the show where I share some of my favorite posts from Instagram. This is the 109th episode of this show. Let's get it started with something that did not happen this past Saturday, but something that made me very excited for the fights that happened this Saturday. This is just like Justin Gaethje, you know, UFC lightweight. He was an interim champion for a while, just recently lost to Khabib. But in his previous fight against Tony Ferguson, was one of the fights, one of the many fights that are going on without an audience. And so you can really hear the impact of the punches. That's why I wanted to share this clip, because it's brutal, but it's the reason why I enjoy the fights in a different way during the pandemic, not having the audience, because you can really hear the impact of punches and kicks. So let's get into it with this first post here. Such a crazy fight. Was really hoping the fight with Khabib would go a different way, but obviously it didn't. One of the things that I love about the current version of the UFC is having that kind of extra audio capabilities, hearing the punches. That was just a crazy fight. If you want to look like an epic fight, definitely watch Gaethje versus Ferguson. Anyway, let's move on now. Since Gaethje lost, it's kind of, I should have thought a little bit ahead of how that may not play as well for this show, but it is what it is. I program some episodes before history changes things. So let's move on now to another UFC fighter, Keith Jardine, who has retired from fighting for many years now, and he's been in the stuntman game, along with former guest of the Inspired Disorder podcast, Tate Fletcher, both co-owners of Caveman Coffee. But Keith Jardine doing a bit of acting in this clip from an independent film. But let's check out this clip real quick from Keith Jardine.
You think you're scaring me with that, John? You're going to take my life? Well, they've already done that. These people that put us here, they've turned me into a coward, monster, embarrassment. Don't matter what I've done before, what we did in Mexico, all that matters is what happened here. That's what they'll remember. That's what they'll put in the history books. I don't want any part of that. I sold the boy, John. Got $700 for him. You think you're scaring me with that, John? You're gonna take my life.
Just great stuff. I'm not sure if the short film was called The Georgian Terrace Hotel, But yeah, great to see him, you know, kind of branching out, doing something new. Keith Jardine was a very interesting, he had an extremely unique and interesting fighting style. He, if you go back and watch some old Keith Jardine fights, you'll see what I'm talking about. He was like a scary dude, just like really, he, like so weird. It's the most unique, like nobody looked like Keith Jardine. Like if you saw a silhouette of a fighter in the cage of Keith Jardine, you would know just because he had like this weird kind of crab style. I don't, it was insane. And he's just got a, like a Neanderthal kind of a face as well. But yeah, great stuff. Hopefully it'd be cool to see some of these as far as acting wise. You know, there's a lot of UFC fighters that get into movies, but they're doing kind of, they're not necessarily the best actors. And I would say probably performances. This would be the best performance I've seen. And it's just a very short clip, but best performance I've seen from any of the fighters turned actors. But good stuff from him. Let's move on now. Of course, breaking records. All kinds of records are being broken. Not only with deaths for a pandemic, but, you know, climate change is a real thing. And we've broken in the Coachella Valley. We've broken records for the most triple-digit days in 2020. Not since 1958 have we had as many. Back in 1958, it was 135 days we had over 100 degrees. And currently, we're at 151. Thankfully, this week is the first week where we've had below 100 degree temperatures, and it feels amazing. It's weird to see people. I mean, this is what happens when you live in a desert where it gets, where it's been like 120 degrees pretty regularly all summer. You're seeing people like wearing jackets and hoodies, and it's like 90 degrees out because they think it's cold. But I'm loving that the temperature is finally going down. But yeah, triple digit days of 2020, 151, another record. And it's not like we should be very concerned about the fact that that's a record. Like it's portrayed here like it's a positive, and it's definitely not a positive. But anyway, let's move on again to just some crazy visuals. If you're just listening to this, then I highly recommend checking it out. Maybe you have seen it already online, but let's get it started and I'll just talk over it. But it's you're inside of a subway car, and then another subway train is going through the subway car, and then there's a car driving on the side of the subway car within the subway car. If that makes any sense, audio wise. Visually, it looks insane, and it's just one of those crazy things that I saw on Instagram and had to, I mean, it's just anytime you can make something look like it's real, and then it even, you know, that next layer of the car driving on the side of the subway is crazy looking as well, but just crazy how far we've come with you know, CG and all that. All right, moving on again to this post here, this last one. Just a beautiful, this is what I would love to live in a city. I mean, this is in New York, but this has a feeling of Denver. There were parts of Denver that you could see this happening, from the architecture to just, you know, the people sitting outside playing music outside of their, I think this is the brownstone section of New York. But yeah, just kind of the type of character that you will not see anywhere in the Coachella Valley. You will never see the type of character and art displayed in this area that you're seeing in this. And I just love it so much. Black Lives Matter sign in the window, playing jazz. Let's listen to it real quick and yeah.
Hey,
I mean, just being able to go outside, walk down the street, and you just come across, you know, a band playing some jazz. It just, it's beautiful. One of the things I love about life and art. But let's do some shout outs and get out of here, shall we? Shout out to the USC. Shout out Keith Jardine, 205. Shout out NBC Palm Springs, How I See Dat World. Shout out Mohsen underscore Maradi dot CG. And shout out Seeing Through New York. And shout out, most importantly, to you. If you want to help support the show, head on over to patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Become a patron for only $3 a month. You get to binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free in both video and audio versions. You get a coupon code if you want to start collecting the many faces. And you can download the raw Photoshop files for all the Photoshops I do. It's only $3 a month. You get those benefits and even more. So head on over to patreon.com/inspireddisorder and sign up now. Also, if you want to get unlimited free music streamed to all your devices, join Amazon Music Unlimited free 30-day trial when you use my link inspireddisorder.com/music. That's 60 million songs. You can cancel at any time. Like I said, stream to all your devices. Sign up now for your 30-day free trial over at inspireddisorder.com/music. New episodes come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. And follow the show on Instagram at Ray Taylor Show. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!